You're listening to The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
Hi, this is Spencer McKenzie, and you're listening to Blues Source Canada, Ken Wallace, bringing you Canada's best blues music.
Spencer McKenzie, he may be young, but he plays like a veteran. The future of the blues is in good hands with young musicians like him coming along. Let's start off in Quebec. Steve Hill has a new album out. It is called Desert Trip. He took himself a trip across California and wrote all about it. We're going to hear Gotta Be Strong and Evening Star. This is multiple award winner Steve Hill.
Are you getting tired of paying dues? Got you thinking you were born to lose. Don't let nobody tell you when your time is through. No need to worry, just keep on doing what you do. Getting pushed down time and time again. Can you take and keep moving? When you're looking up at the bottom, gotta be strong and carry on. Gotta be strong and carry on. Don't know for how long, gotta be strong and carry on. Can't hear them calling out your name. Are you trying to find someone to blame? Don't let nobody tell you when your time is through. No need to worry, just keep on doing what you do. Gotta be strong.
Even in my blood, I'm running with the wolves.
days are weak, the day is far, so far away. There's no way of turning back around now. The night's so dark that there's nothing to see now. This time I've gone too far.
Hill from Desert Trip. Speaking of musicians with awards, Samantha Martin and Delta Sugar, they've been nominated for a ton of awards. Her latest album is called The Reckless One. She's got a wonderful lineup of guests. She's got a great voice and a ton of talent. We're going to hear All That I Am and Sacrifice, Samantha Martin and Delta Sugar.
I can't remember where I've been. this is Samantha Martin of Samantha Martin and Delta Sugar. You're tuned in to great Canadian blues music on Blues Source Canada with Ken Wallace.
And Delta Sugar from The Reckless One. We've got Endrick and the Sandwiches. He's got a new release alt called Green Room Rumble. We're going to hear the tune Scratch My Back, and then we're going to have a chat with Endrick himself.
Andy, how's your back?
Hey, my back is itchy, man.
Yeah? You want somebody to scratch it for you?
You know I'm well, Greg. I love you, man, but
Scratch my back.
I know you can do it. So baby, might as well get to it. Get to it. Get to it. Get to it. Ah, you're working me now. Yeah, you make me feel so fine. Doing it. Trash.
Hendrick and the Sandwiches, they got a brand new album out. It is called Green Room Rumble. And joining us is Hendrick Tremblay. Thanks for coming on the show. It's great to see you.
Good to see you too. Pleased to talk to you today.
I've got to ask the obvious question. You probably get this question first all the time. Where did the term sandwiches come from?
Yeah, a lot of people are like, are you serious? You called your name Hendrick and the Sandwiches, but you know, I think as a, it's part of a, part of it is a joke, I guess, because I don't want to take the, I want to approach this music in a really humble way, because I think being a white guy born in Canada, I think I got to keep in mind that we're paying tribute to someone else's culture, and that we got to be humble about that, and we know who the kings and the godfathers and the queens of these styles are, and we just want to humbly celebrate them. And also, I think I wanted to have that name too. I think part of it is because I'm working on construction, and I feel like the sandwiches is kind of a symbol of working class in a way, you know, because like the music we do is that all of us are, most of us have a day job. And then we meet in the weekend and we play some blues. Maybe it's not the most complex music, but it's something we can all join and have a good time about it. So I thought it was a good fit for what we are.
One of the phrases I really like, and it's on your Facebook page. You're a bunch of white kids trying in vain to emulate the sound of Hooker and Muddy's boogie and blues. And you guys are certainly saluting the masters. There's a lot of great tunes on this album.
Yeah, I think it's funny. We didn't have the intention to came out with a cover album, because most of the songs are covers. But we just recorded a bunch of shows and we chose a song that were the best in our opinion. And it's fun to revisit classics like that and make sure that the next generation will know about them and also know where rock and roll comes from, and like make sure that these guys and girls, like, at least they didn't have, maybe they didn't have the royalties they deserve for all the impact they had on music, but at least if we can remember their name and their catalog and approach them as songwriter too, because in the blues scene, we kind of tend to pay attention to mostly the player aspect of the person instead of taking the attention on the singer-songwriter aspect. But what I consider artists that made it through the years and survived as being like relevant in blues history were a person who had a lot of character and a really special personality, and they were able to put it on their songs. And yeah, so we wanted to celebrate that.
So was Hooker and Muddy, were those sort of heroes to you when you first started getting into the business?
Yeah, for sure. I got to say, personally, John Lee Hooker is probably my favorite, because I think he's, you know, like the boogie-woogie aspect of it. On this album, I played the Alcohol Up by myself, and it's just, I don't know, there's something about that song that you don't, it's a different approach to music. I feel like he's like Pablo Picasso in a way. He's not trying to, he's not necessarily approaching his art as with a rational point of perspective. It's more of a feel, and like it's a lot of expression. It's hard for me to get the word across because obviously my first language is French, but I feel like it's, even if he's from another area, another culture, another time, and he speaks another language, it's just obvious what he's trying to express.
And I think you're capturing that very well on this album. Where did the term Green Room Rumble come from?
I wanted to give the album a name that was something else than just Hendrik and the Sandwiches Alive. And I had this thought about this moment where each time we put on a show at this classic blues bar in Montreal called Bistro à Jojo, I always, they laugh about it, but I ask the band to start the show, and then I'll be waiting in the green room, and then they'll get the crowd warmed up a little bit, and then I'll join them. And it's this really, really teeny green room, and before we all hang in there and have a little shot in there, and I like the, it's like where, it's like the perspective that we have of enjoying this evening. So I wanted to give it the name because I recall the sound that the band that I could hear from the band being in the green room while they started to play the riff. So that was the idea.
When I think of the term rumble, it's fun going on, and that's exactly what comes off in the album with you guys in the live recordings. You actually hosted a radio show, I understand, as well.
Yeah, I did a long time ago when I was in university. I was studying psychology, and I would have the Thursday evening on the radio show in Sherbrooke. And it's a small town where there's a lot of mountains. And because of that, even like a small university radio station gets a lot of audience, because that's the only one of the rare things that people can get in their car. And it was fun because it's really the time where I dived into the deepness of the myths and the stories of the blues, because I wanted to find new stuff every week for the people. And also it was a time for me to, as you probably noticed on the album and just by chatting with me, I'm someone who's like really excited about things and I speak fast and all. And it, I'm sure you know what I'll be talking about, Ken. When you host a radio show and you play the song, it obliges you to really take the time to listen to it, but actively. And there's something really magical, because you want people to listen to it because there's something magic that you want to share with them. And you want it so hard that you yourself, you do it. You kind of actively like pay attention to the rhythm, to the vibe. And there's something really, it just fits with the vibe of the blues. You have to take the time because it's a music of another time. And in these days, people were taking the time, and good music is not something that you'll like get the subtleties of like in a second. It takes a little while, and it takes like an active listeners. And that's what the radio show sure gave me.
Well, I sure like that term you use. You share the music when you're on the radio. That's what you're doing. It's the love of the music that you just can't wait to share with other people. That's why I enjoy talking to people like you and playing new albums out there. Basically, that's all I ever do on my show, is play new stuff. I'd love to go back and play Muddy and all this, but there's so many great Canadian releases coming out that I just keep pouring them out there, and hopefully the audience is listening. You grew up in Mont-Tremblant, if I'm correct.
Yes, I did, and that was my, that obviously that's what That's how I fell into blues, because there's a huge blues festival there. Really, they have like the best programmation. I love it. And that's where I understood that blues was something, as you're just saying, that the blues was a style of music that was exciting and organic, and it's like a bar kind of music. But also that there's new artists that are interesting. And honestly, like, that's the thing I miss the most, is like being in these festivals and meeting artists and discovering new ways of approaching this style of music. Because since it's really I think the blues is, in a way, it's kind of like we're all playing the same songs, but trying to make it our own. And I feel like people are like, oh, this is the same song again and again. But when you listen to a good blues artist, it's not the same thing, because he's unique and he's able to put this unicity in his music.
Well, I really enjoy listening to the emerging new artists and young guys like you that are coming up. I've been to the Blues Festival in Mont Tremblant like 4 or 5 years in a row, and Brian Slack just puts on one heck of a festival there, and it's just marvelous. And I know you've performed there. I don't recall seeing you. Maybe I did, or maybe I was somewhere else. I don't know. But it is the number one blues festival in Canada, without a doubt. And I applaud you for being in that one. Tell us who's on the album with you. Who plays in your group?
A lot of people are in the gang. On this album, we have, let me start with the rhythm sections that are always there with me. There's Greg McAvoy, who's on the guitar. He's just my best friend. He's from Toronto, and we've met on tour, and then we just decided, he moved to Montreal, and we decided that we'd just play music together, because we found like a partner that was in my generation. Not a lot of people are getting the blues, or people who does get the blues, most of them, they like to solo a lot, but we kind of see it more as party music and trying to play for the crowd instead of just showing off our chops on guitar. That's not what our godfathers taught us, I guess. And Greg totally gets that. So he's my best partner on that. And then we got Simon Etier on the bass, Mandela Coupal on the drums. We also have Elise Vendée on the saxophone. She's been there with us since the start. And then we have three girls that they had this rock band called Wild Mercury, and they just do crazy harmonies. And I was like, you should just join us. And because I feel like it's fun when you have a big band like that, we're an 8-piece band. It helps to focus on the song and making it exciting and putting on a show, instead of just focusing on like being a power trio and everyone's doing like big chops on their guitar or drums. And I don't there's a bunch of ways of playing it, but what I do enjoy is not solos after solos after solos. I like when it's a singer-songwriter thing and it's a party.
That's great. Again, the album is Green Room Rumble. It is Endrick and the Sandwiches. And where can our listeners get a hold of the album?
Our listeners can get a hold on the album simply by looking at our Bandcamp. So it's just endrickandthesandwiches.com. And then you can also find us on all the different platforms. And I hope sooner than later you'll be able to get a CD in person while attending one of our shows. I'm crossing my fingers that it can come back as soon as possible, but in time.
Well, let's just hope it's the spring for sure. And hopefully it's in Mont Tremblant, because I'll be there. You can count on that. I just love that.
All right. Well, we'll have to share a beer then.
Well, and thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. It's a great album, and it's been great chatting with you.
Thanks. You have a good evening. Bye, everybody.
Baby, love me now. Baby, love me now. I love her too. Love my baby now. I like the way she uncle. I like the way she uncle. Zuckle baby. Ock-lock, baby. Ock-lock, baby. Ock-lock all night long. Ock-lock, baby. Ock-lock, baby. Ock-lock, baby. Ock-lock all night long. Ock-lock.
Many thanks to Endrick for joining us. Again, the release is called Green Room Rumble. Last year at the Maple Blues Awards, this gal won three. This is Miss Emily. She's a prime example of a musician who toils for years and all of a sudden people know her name. She is terrific. The release is called Live at the Isabel. We're going to hear Land of Greed and Dear CBC. Enjoy, Miss Emily.
I'm not afraid to know.
This is Miss Emily, and you're dialed into Blues Source Canada with Ken Wallace. Let's keep rolling out some great blues tunes.
Dear CBC, won't you please play my music on your stations 2 and 3? I've been gigging 20 years. Yeah, I have a real legit career. 99% self-funded, but I feel you just don't hear me. And I sold this room out 3 times last year. Yeah, my days of singing CCR in bars has disappeared. But you won't add me to rotation, and I guess the big frustration is I've always been a listener, supported you and been so patient, and now I'm 5 albums in. Man, I just turned 37, and I feel it's now or never to take a chance and take some action, because you're starting to bring me down. Well, I got cool shit happening all around me. Oh, CBC. 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 Oh, won't you please, please play my music on your stations too?
Emily from Live at the Isabel. Let's travel out to the West Coast, BC. This group is from Burnaby. Terminal Station is their name, and they're a rockin' hard blues band. The release is called Brotherhood. We've got Take Me Back or Let Me Go, and One More Shot. This is Terminal Station on Blues Source Canada.
You gonna make me sick. Give me one more shot, babe. One more shot with you. Give me one more shot, girl. Yeah, before you say we're through. You know I love you, baby. You ain't no lie. Won't sleep with you, girl, till the end of time. Give me one more shot, babe. One more shot with you. Give me one more shot, girl. Yeah, before you say we're through. There's only one fix for the shakedown man. Give me one more shot, babe. One more shot with you. Give me one more shot, girl. Yeah, before you say we're through. We'll be right back.
to give me one more shot, babe. One more shot with you. Give me one more shot, girl. Yeah, before you say we're through. Give me one more shot, girl. Yeah, before you say we're through.
Station from their release Brotherhood. Up next, we've got Michael Shotti. What a great, great album this is. It's called Conundrum. He was on the show last week. If you missed that interview, it will be available on the Sound Cafe magazine website. Let's hear the title track, Conundrum, and then Genevieve. Enjoy Michael Shotti.
This isn't a picnic. Life is elliptic. You say God loves me, but you're just being cryptic. Oh, it's a conundrum. He's got me mad glad days, a damn agnostic.
This is Michael Shotti, and we're on to Blues Source Canada with Ken Wallace. So let's get the grooving going, shall we?
Devotions, a fickle beast, it comes.
Michael Shanti from Conundrum. And that wraps up another version of Blues Source Canada. Thanks for tuning in. We're going to leave you with some Raoul and the Big Time. We will catch you again.
Yeah, baby. Next week.
And stay tuned on the Hawk FM. Blues Source International is coming up next.
Little Walter Jacobs had a hit with this one. Right to the top of the R&B charts. Nothing called the Sad Hours.